This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, you had your little party. You had your little fun. You got to put on your little 1960s costumes again just for old time's sake. But man, Jimmy Failla had a hilarious post on X talking about all these far left so-called No Kings protesters. Let me see if I can scroll down and find it for you, since it just came to mind as we kick off the show here on this Monday morning. He said this: the biggest lesson from No Kings is to make sure you have kids, because they'll give you grandkids who have football and soccer games that will keep you from wasting your 70s protesting a non-existent monarchy. That was a great response from Jimmy Failla, the host of the Saturday Night Show on Fox News, a stand-up comic, former New York City cab driver, also Congresswoman Claudia Tenney. I believe she's out of New York. We've had her on the show before. She had one of the best summaries of these so-called No Kings rallies over the weekend as well. She said this to everyone marching at the No Kings protest: you supported Biden's rule by decree presidency. You defended censorship, mandates, and lawless power grabs. You're not against kings. You're mad yours lost his crown. And I don't know about you guys, but when I was thinking about that, you know, when she made this great point about it, you're not mad about kings. You're just mad that yours lost his crown. You know the image that came to mind? Do you guys remember the cartoon movie version, Robin Hood? Remember the cartoon version when they had the lion who was the king, but he was a real scraggly, whiny, spoiled, rotten king who would steal from the poor? That, and then he had his little crown with all the jewels on it. That's the image that came to mind when we think of their king. For these leftists who love a big government that robs from working class people, like you. That was the image that came to mind. But hey, you had your little party, you had your little fun, you got to put on your costumes again, you even got to break out some of your big bubble suits before Halloween. So now, can we get back to work? Can the country get back to work? Here is Speaker of the House Mike Johnson via the Daily Caller.
I'm joined now by the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, right here in the studio. Speaker Johnson, thank you for joining us.
Glad to be with you. Thanks.
So let's start with the No Kings rallies. You called these Hate America rallies. What do you mean by that?
Well, that collection of folks that I listed were certainly part of it. We congratulate them on a apparently violent free speech exercise. I was a First Amendment lawyer for 20 years. We defend that right. But the irony of the message is pretty clear for everyone. If President Trump was a king, the government would be open right now. If President Trump was a king, they would not have been able to engage in that free speech exercise out on the mall, by the way, which was open because President Trump hasn't closed it. In the last shutdown, 2013 era, President Obama closed the National Mall. It closed all the national parks, didn't allow people to engage in all this. So, I mean, they needed a stunt. They needed a show. Chuck Schumer needs cover right now. He's closed the government down because he needs political cover, and this was a part of it.
Yep, there you go. They had their little party. They had their little stunt. They had their little show. They had their fancy little Black Panther party, as the Forrest Gump might have called it. Now, can we get back on with business here as a country? All right, 406-294-0970, the number for you. Back after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With considerable cloud cover today and a few showers around the area, mixing with our state, a few snow showers early towards Bozeman. High temperature readings will otherwise trend in the upper 40s to in the Bozeman area to the mid-50s in Billings. For tonight, we can expect clear skies, lows from around 30 in Bozeman, mid-30s in Billings, sunshine Tuesday, upper 50s to mid-60s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
President Trump recently announced the results of Operation Summer Heat, a crime crackdown which ran from June through September and netted more than 8,700 arrests of accused violent criminals. FBI Director Kash Patel told Fox Business's Kudlow that's just a small part of what his agency has accomplished this year in its efforts to make America safer.
The total number of arrests year-to-date this year by the FBI of violent offenders is 28,000.
He also says the amount of fentanyl seized this year, 1,900 kilograms, is
enough to kill 125 million Americans.
And that there have also been less killings so far in 2025.
The homicide rate in America is on track to be the lowest in the United States modern history by double digits.
Director Patel adds that there's also been a more than 35% increase in espionage arrests involving suspects from China, Russia, and Iran. Kevin Mieletsky, Fox News.
Man, what a great week we just had with Montana Talks. We took you on the road to Libby, Montana, caught up with some incredible Americans there. And I tell you what, so much optimism in Libby right now with the news coming out of the Trump administration on mining and on timber and so much more. Then we had an exclusive interview with Trump Interior Secretary Doug Burgum. What do we got coming up in the week ahead? Why don't you tell us? Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and be heard all across Montana.
First month's rent, last month's rent, deposit, pet fee, admin fee, mystery fee. Why am I paying this much to live in someone else's house?
As low as 3% down.
Did that bird just talk? Seriously, this is thousands of dollars just to move in. I'm basically paying for the landlord's vacation.
You can own a home for as low as 3% down.
Okay, Polly, or whoever you are, what are you talking about?
Brand new energy efficient Schultz homes. You can own one in a local manufactured home community for as little as 3% down.
Hold up. You mean on a home that only costs $120,000? That could be as low as $3,600. That's actually less than I'm about to drop on rent. And I'd own it?
That's right.
Okay, Bird, where do I go? Tell me fast before I write another red check.
Majestic Homes, 5202 Laurel Road in Billings. Ask for Walt or Jack, or call 406-248-1412.
I'm putting down the packing tape and picking up the phone.
Schultz Homes for Majestic Homes. Price for living, built for life.
3% down payment. Offer subject to credit approval. See Majestic Homes for full terms and details.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, what the heck? If we're going to talk about a bunch of far left protesters, we should start with Missoula. If you really want to have fun, right? If you really want to have fun, that's where you start. First off, though, let me just say that soundbite that we just shared there from Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, that comes via ABC News this week. That was one of the Sunday talk shows that Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was on, basically making the point, all right, you had your little party, now let's get back to work. And it was another great soundbite that caught my eye somewhere, too, that I'll see if I can find for you. Maybe it was a post on X that I saw that was making a similar point, because that's what everybody expected was, okay, the Democrats had to keep the government closed until October 18th because all of their far-left base it wants to put up a fight. They don't care whether it's a smart fight or not. They just want to put up a fight. So they're going to have their little temper tantrum. And then maybe the Democrats will finally vote to reopen the government. But let's take you to Missoula here. This is a great write-up from WesternMT.News, from Western Montana News. Roy McKenzie did a great write-up after the last so-called No Kings protest. Here he is again, and what a great description. Same groups, lower turnout, higher temperature. Same groups, lower turnout, higher temperature, as anti-Trump resistance returns to downtown. This one's out of Missoula. The protest, organized by the same coalition of groups, Indivisible Missoula, Missoula Resists, and Stand Up, Fight Back. Sounds violent, doesn't it? They coordinated, because if you ever say fight, if you're on the right, they claim that you're violent, but you can talk about fighting all day long. You can actually fight on the left, and no, that's not violence. That's mostly peaceful. But these are the same groups that coordinated June's event, according to the Western Montana News. Roy also reports that Saturday's turnout in Missoula fell short of the organizers' claims. The signs carried by protesters revealed rhetoric that has grown increasingly inflammatory since June. While the earlier protests featured profanity-laced anti-Trump messages and fight fascism slogans, Saturday's demonstration showcased more extreme messaging. One prominently displayed sign equated a MAGA hat with a KKK hood and a Nazi SS officer hat, reading, same, let's just say Adam Schiff, different hat. Another declared, the only king I see is an effing fascist, while a third read, ice will melt Trump will die. Love always wins. Have you ever noticed the people that always say love wins or, you know, hate is not accepted here, but if you showed up with a hat on that they didn't like, you would see how hateful the people that claim love always wins truly are, right? Other notable signs included references to former FBI Director James Comey's controversial social media post with 8647 appearing on multiple placards, a coded reference to removing the 47th president, or as I would add, it's also sometimes they use this to talk about actually killing the president. A Smokey the Bear illustration warned, only you can prevent fascism. What a bunch of nut jobs. And then there were some other. Oh, this one. This was the one that drew smiles from the crowd in Missoula. This was the one that drew smiles from the crowd. Think about this one. They said this was their sign. I prefer my ice crushed. Get what these liberals are saying. They want to crush ICE. They're basically invoking violence against these great men and women who are serving as federal law enforcement agents or public employees. If you're one of those folks who thinks that the public employees union is more important than any other union out there. And if you're one of those public employee union members who uses your public employee union to shut down private sector union jobs. Wow, here they are wanting to see public employee union members get crushed. And that's something that drew smiles from the crowd in Missoula. I'll keep reading here from this Western Montana news report. Great update here by Roy McKenzie. Montana GOP Chairman Art Wittig dismissing the protests as political theater, telling Western Montana News that, quote, Americans had suffered nearly a decade of Democrats crying wolf about Trump. They see right through the theater at this point. Democrats and their allies are welcome to waste their time organizing performative do-nothing protests rather than focusing on organizing their mess of a party, Wittig said through GOP Communications Director Ethan Holmes. Wittig's characterization of a party mess aligns with Western Montana News' previous reporting on Democrat Party troubles. In August, an internal party memo revealed the, quote, strategic disarray following electoral defeats, while the party has struggled with a campaign finance scandal. That's what the Montana Democrats have been struggling with, including and a consultant who embezzled over $250,000 from Democrat campaigns and organizations here. Great write-up there by Roy McKenzie with WesternMT.news. Good response there by Montana GOP Chairman Art Wittig. And speaking of the turmoil in the Montana Democrat Party, you guys remember when they elected their new chair and their new vice chair? Well, then the kingmakers in the Montana Democrat Party said, no, I know you guys elected that guy to be your vice chair, but see, he offended failed former Democrat Senator John Tester. So the kingmakers in the Democrat Party said, no, he can't serve as the vice chair any longer. So the kingmakers forced him out. And now they picked a new vice chair of the Montana Democrat Party. Wait till you hear about this corrupt clown.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Congress has refused to intervene in tariffs levied by President Trump. And that's one of the reasons why spirits distilled in the U.S. are struggling in Canada. American exports of distilled spirits have plunged 85%. The majority of Canadian provinces continue to ban American spirits from shelves. But Canada removed its retaliatory tariff on the products quite a while ago. Overall exports of American spirits fell 9%. In the second quarter of 2025 compared to a year ago. President Trump asserts that open trade costs the U.S. millions of factory jobs and that tariffs are the path to American-made prosperity. But American distilled spirits have been a high-profile target for retaliation. Trump's first-term tariffs on European steel and aluminum spurred the EU to retaliate with a tariff that caused American whiskey exports to the EU to plunge. That cost distillers more than $100 million in revenue from 2018 to 2021. The spirit sector faces a supply and demand crunch in the U.S., where a sales slowdown is coinciding with massive stockpiles of whiskey. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, it's Kimmy with Montana Harvest. Are you ready for the truth about pH balancing? A common definition of pH is potential hydrogen, but at Montana Harvest, we like to define pH in terms of your body's power to heal itself. Your power to heal is at its greatest potential when your pH remains in alkalinity. We read everywhere that cancer cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Nearly all degenerative chronic diseases, including heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, high blood pressure, asthma, are all associated with excess acid in the body. So how do we become pH balanced to give us the greatest potential to heal? Cell Power is a concentrate of micronized nutrients that help the body's ability to normalize its own pH levels. Get more energy, boost your immune system, regulate your hormones and body weight by becoming pH balanced with Cell Power. Stop in today for a bottle of Cell Power. It's great for kids and pets too. We're located at 1710 Grand Avenue, or you can give us a call at 406-252-6969. Montana Harvest, where people get healthy.
It's time for the Daybreak Ag Report from the Western Ag Network.
Good Monday morning. I'm Wayne Nordlund. In our headlines today,
we are working on beef.
That statement made by President Donald Trump late Thursday sent the cattle markets into panic mode Friday after President Trump said his administration will do something about high beef prices.
The simplicity is if you can get oil down, it's such a big category, everything follows. So just about everything follows. And we are working on beef, and I think we have a deal on beef that's going to bring the price of beef. That would be the one product that we would say is a little bit higher than we want it, maybe higher than we want it, and that's going to be coming down pretty soon too. But groceries are down and energy is down, electricity is way down. We have the prices coming down for people.
So why did this simple statement cause the cattle futures to plummet Friday? Well, the idea, it's more like a Fleetwood Mac album. It's more like rumors. Rumors out of Washington, D.C. are swirling that the U.S. could buy Argentine beef or at least lower tariffs to bring more foreign product into the country. This is following President Trump's meeting with Argentina's President Milei and talks of a new $20 billion bailout plan for the South American nation. The fallout did happen swift Friday in the futures market as market participants overreacted, closing $6 in the red, while feeder cattle were limit lower, losing $9.25. This comes as the futures market was continuing to break records just days ago, and news on rumors plummeted the market Friday. I must remind everyone the fundamentals remain very strong in the cattle market. The cash cattle trade was $5 to $9 higher on Friday from the previous week, but traders used the opportunity to crash the market this Friday. Again, this is a developing story that we will continue to track and follow right here on the Western Ag Network.
Ranchers, this Tuesday, October 21st, is your opportunity to pick up some of the very best stock cows that Southwest Montana and beyond has to offer. It's a special stock cow sale at Montana Livestock Auction in Ramsey, featuring a 390-head complete herd dispersion. These are running age cows, Black Angus, Simcross Angus, and Red Angus, to start calving March 9th, bred to Simcross Angus and Angus bulls. For all the details, visit MontanaLivestockAuction.com.
Hi, this is Cindy Johnson, president of the Montana Farm Bureau. In August and September, our staff and board members traveled the state to attend 29 incredible County Farm Bureau meetings. Not only did members surface policy resolutions on everything from water and fire management to property rights and animal health, everyone enjoyed fantastic food, great speakers, and even a street festival. The policy set by our grassroots members will be voted on at our annual convention November 17th through the 20th in Missoula. Join us. Register at msbf.org.
Returning back here on our Monday morning, we see that significant downward revisions to the monthly payroll estimates in August led many market observers to anticipate the Federal Reserve would begin cutting interest rates more aggressively. However, recent economic data has generally been positive, tempering expectations for more significant cuts before the end of the year. According to a new quarterly report from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange, the most likely scenario is an additional 4 or 5 cuts of 25 basis points through 2026, leaving the overnight rate around 3% by the end of 2026. The actual outcome will depend heavily, though, on how the economic data looks and how successful the White House is in influencing monetary policy over the next coming months. I'm Lee Northlund, Western Ag Network.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I remembered who it was during the break there. I was trying to think earlier, who made a similar point to that great point that was made by Speaker of the House Mike Johnson on ABC's This Week. All right, you had your little party. Now let's get back to work. And it was Hugh Hewitt. Hugh Hewitt, I know you guys probably know who Hugh Hewitt is, a great syndicated columnist, radio host. He's been on Fox News a lot as well. He was on with Mark Levin over the – no, actually, he was on with Charlie Hurt on Fox News over the weekend, and they were talking about the so-called No Kings protests that were going on once again across the country, the government shutdown, and more.
I mean, I thought it was a very amusing day yesterday. There were about 100,000 is the estimate inside the Beltway where I am. And it did look like a giant water aerobics class in many of these places where people were going on their way to the early bird special. They broke it off at 4 so they could get to the early bird special. It was my generation. It was the boomers. And Woodstock was a long time ago. This was a little bit like Woodstock with a smattering of their grandkids thrown in. So, look, Donald Trump won 77 million votes. He won 2,600 out of 3,100 counties. He won all 7 swing states. He won big. And so I don't know what they were demonstrating about, especially when it was on the Saturday following the Monday when the hostages came home, the last living hostages from Israel came home, and a huge victory for President Trump. And so it was a pretty odd week to hold a No Kings rally. But if that's what we need to reopen, open the government, I'm all for it. The Schumer shutdown has had their party. Now they can open the government.
There you go. The Schumer shutdown has had their party. Now they can open the government. You know, it was funny. I was so fixated on that point when I was grabbing that audio clip earlier. And then the other point that he made about, wow, look at what just took place this week. Look at, I mean, people should have been dancing in the streets celebrating President Trump, bringing the hostage home, getting a ceasefire put into place. But no, instead, all these people with their, you know, Palestinian propaganda were out there having their No Kings protest. But I was so fixated on those two important points that I missed that first half of that soundbite there. I was just dying laughing when he was describing these, basically these angry old 60s washouts that were out there forming the basis of these No Kings protests. It's literally, and Hugh Hewitt just described it better than anybody could there, but yeah, it's like these 60s washouts trying to relive their glory days by protesting, well, whatever. They're just mad. They're angry that Trump's the president, and they're just going to be out there in the streets to let you know that they're mad about it. All right, well, moving right along. President Trump, oh, did you guys see some of the memes that the Trump team put out there? Freaking hilarious. They put a video of President Trump wearing a full King's outfit. They had a video of Trump flying a fighter jet and then dropping feces all over some of these far-left activists in New York. They had another one where Trump's glowing face with a King's crown was the sun in the sky, and then the plants being, you know, getting the sunlight were the screaming liberal protesters. It was just hilarious the way they were mocking this whole President Trump responding to these
more people
so-called No Kings gatherings, as they were referred to. This comes via Rapid Response 47. I'm not sure if he was on Air Force One or where he was at when he did yet another back-and-forth Q&A scrum with reporters, which is kind of funny because if he was a king and this was a monarchy, he wouldn't have to answer their pesky little questions. Although I think Donald Trump has so much fun smacking down some of these questions anyway that he would be more than happy to entertain some questions from the court jesters.
What's your response to the protest?
I looked at the people. They're not representative of this country. And I looked at all the brand new signs paid for, I guess it was paid for by Soros and other radical left lunatics. It looks like it was. We're checking it out. The demonstrations were very small, very ineffective, and the people were whacked out. When you look at those people, those are not representative of the people of our country. Work my ass off to make our country great. That's all it is. I'm not a king at all.
it's funny. Saturday morning, when you were seeing all these headlines about these so-called No Kings rallies and everything, I was actually driving to Great Falls Saturday afternoon, and, you know, you listen to some great music. You know, you're driving through Glacier. You're driving along the Rocky Mountain front, and just beautiful Montana country. And I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, for any of you who are just, looking for some good music to play when these stupid No Kings protests were taking place, here is the perfect song from Lainey Wilson. Lainey Wilson, King Ranch, King George, King James. You know, it's interesting, these people who were taking to the streets with their No Kings chants. It is pretty interesting how anti-God so many of these leftists are, isn't it? And so, is it any surprise that they would say that there is no king in their life whatsoever? That they do not even believe in a heavenly king either, when so much of this far-left radical movement is truly in an anti-God movement right now that we've seen with this radical transgender agenda and so much more. I don't know. Interesting when you think about it from that perspective.
Friendly, abundant, and reliable, affordable energy. Everyone. Now, which energy source checks all of those boxes? Just one. Propane. Propane is an excellent way to reduce emissions while meeting your energy needs. And we have a lot of it. In fact, the United States has so much, we export over 10 billion gallons each year. And affordability? Yep. Propane can reduce energy bills for both families and businesses. Get the facts at propane.com.
Hi, I'm Attorney General Austin Knutson. When you see emergency lights on the side of the road, slow down and move over. It's dangerous for first responders to help motorists on the side of the road while cars are buzzing by at 80 miles an hour. In Montana, when you see emergency lights on the side of the road, you must slow down and move over, or face a fine or even jail time. It's the law. When you see someone pulled over, slow down and move over. Sponsored by the Montana Department of Justice.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, Just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Big topics, big ideas, big sky, Montana talks.
Hey, this may have come up in the Farm and Ranch report earlier. I was a little distracted trying to get some stuff ready for the show here, so I might have missed it, but this is a big one. This is a big one, especially for you ranchers out there. And where did I just put it? I just took a photo, a screenshot of this news report from Fox News Radio and sent it over to our friend Brian Massard with Reminisce Angus Ranch, because we've been chatting with him for quite some time now, talking about the MAHA agenda, making America healthy again. And you guys know it. If you've heard Brian Massard call into this show, he has been very much talking about saturated fats. And I'll bet some of you, the first time you heard it, you're like, why is this guy talking about saturated fat? Why is he promoting saturated fat? And then after a time or two, you're like, oh, okay, I get it. Because if the government, you know, falsely says that saturated fats are bad for you, then they're basically in a roundabout way telling you that meat is bad for you and that protein is bad for you. Here is the, but the last time we caught up with Brian Massard, you know, we've been talking about a lot of updates. He was at the White House. He met with Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins and a number of other ranchers here. And of course, he's met with RFK Jr. Even back when RFK Jr. was still a presidential candidate, Brian Massard was meeting with him. But here you go. Here is the update. From Fox News Radio, Rich Edson will have a report from the White House later this morning. Looks like saturated fats are back on the menu. The U.S. government's new dietary guidelines, released every 5 years, are reportedly ready to embrace the fat and ignite a food fight, with updates expected by year's end. The administration is pushing back against old dogma, while RFK Jr. champions his own carnivore creed: beef tallow over seed oils, whole milk over skim. The last guidelines told Americans to cap saturated fat at 10% of daily calories starting at age 2. The American Heart Association goes even stricter. A new Kaiser Family Foundation / Washington Post poll shows most parents back RFK Jr.'s MAHA agenda. Tougher rules on additives, sugar, and ultra-processed food. Now he's taking aim at obesity, citing a Harvard Mass General study warning the crisis is far worse than thought, using waist size and fat distribution. U.S. obesity rates jumped from nearly 40% to nearly 70%. When you use these updated calculations for body fat, yeah, isn't this interesting? So that is a big update. I think we're actually probably doing an update here with Brian Massard, I think either later this week or next. If not this week, we'll catch up with him next week. And actually, that could be interesting if it's next week, because not this week, but next week, we will actually be back in Washington, D.C., back on Capitol Hill with Montana Talks. We were there for the inauguration. Now we're going back. Now that the Trump team is in place, catching up with the congressional delegation and more. Big update there. By the way, some of you might be saying, hey, Aaron, what you're talking about fat, saturated fat, you might say, Aaron, why are you promoting fat? I thought you promote a diet program. I thought you promote losing fat, burning fat. Why are you talking about fat? Well, look, here's the deal. If you want to lose weight, you have to take more of a scientific approach to it. How many of you out there, you've tried to lose weight and you end up plateauing? You lose a little bit of weight, but then you kind of plateau. You level off and you never get down to that stubborn 15 or 20 pounds or 5 or 10, whatever that stubborn remaining weight might be for you. Well, the reason why you can't get that final chunk off is because you're probably not getting enough salt. So you might be thinking, well, I'm lowering my carb intake and I'm focused on protein. Okay, good. Good things. Okay, but if you're eating healthier, are you getting enough salt in your daily diet now? Because if you don't get enough salt, you don't retain water. If you don't retain water, the water is what helps you clean out your system and burn the fat, right? Well, and even when you're dieting, you need a basic level of healthy fats that you get into your system. That also helps you lose weight, oddly enough. I know, you wouldn't think so, right? Anyway, this is just some of the stuff you'll learn if you go through Billings Last Diet. So check them out. They've got a remote option. If you're in Billings, you can go see the great diet coaches in person. You can attend the seminar in person. But if you're in Butte or if you're out there on the Montana-North Dakota border, as Tim and Savage would tell you, you can do a remote plan with them as well. Just check out BillingsLastDiet.com, BillingsLastDiet.com. All right. Now, so now that we got that one out of the way, but, yeah, very big update on the Make America Healthy Again agenda. All right, now that we got that one, let's get back into it here. By the way, we've got phone lines open for you right now, 406-294-0970. Hugh Hewitt was on Fox News with Charlie Hurt over the weekend talking about no kings and the Schumer shutdown party that they had on Saturday. Victor Davis Hanson, the great world historian and military historian, Victor Davis Hanson was on with Mark Levin, another great historian, on Fox over the weekend. Of course, many of you listen to Mark Levin right here on these very same radio stations. So Mark Levin, they were kind of talking big picture beyond just the knee-jerk anti-Trump protests that you saw over the weekend. And they were looking at big picture where President Trump stands right now at this moment in history.
So, Victor Davis Hanson, my question to you is this. You're familiar with the long list of presidents that we've had, the great ones, sort of the average ones, and the worst. At this time in his second term of his presidency, where would you put Donald Trump?
Well, I think he's in the top five because he's not waging a revolution as he's accused. He's waging a counter-revolution. It's just not politics, Mark. It's the border. It's the economy. It's the culture. It's the Smithsonian. It's PBS. It's NPR. It's the university. I don't think we've ever had a president that looked at 360 degrees and said the country needs to be brought back radically to the middle or it's going to be destroyed. And he's done that in the first 10 months in an extraordinary way. Part of it is he learned from his first term that he didn't look at the resumes. He said himself he came to Washington, he wasn't familiar with it. He was given a lot of illustrious names, and many people in his administration thwarted him. And he had 4 years to ponder that, why he was a victim of this lawfare and other things. And this time he said, I have to have people who are force multipliers. So he's consciously, deliberately, carefully trying to redirect almost everything about American life that the progressives had altered radically the last 30 years. And the thing about it, no other Republican tried it. The Bushes didn't do it, and John McCain wouldn't have done it, Mitt Romney wouldn't have done it, Bob Dole wouldn't have done it. I can't think of any other major Republican candidate or president who would have taken on that task and say that we have gone way beyond what the founders envisioned, and we're a neo-socialist state. And every Republicans said, well, we can alter it, we can slow down the progressive project, but no one said that we can stop it. He did.
I think that's so important what you're saying. But isn't that why the resistance is more aggressive than anything we might otherwise imagine? That is, the fight over deportation, the Democrats thought they had that nailed down, could create more congressional seats, can get birthright citizenship, and be the really a one-party system pretty much for the rest of time, like they've done to California, they've done to Illinois, and they've done to other states. And he put his foot down and said, no, you look at across the board how he's pushed back. But he's, as you point out, he's gone into the culture. He's gone into the society itself where the Democrats are, where the Democrats play, almost with monopoly authority. He's gone into the bureaucracy, which you never would do. They own the bureaucracy. It's not that he's turning things upside down and inside out. He's pushing things back, as you say, through a counter-revolution for normalcy, right?
Yeah, he's saying that it's not enough just to address the political revolution that the Democrats and the left wage. He asked a more fundamental question. Where do they get this power to do this? Because the issues that they're running on and they champion do not have public support. Open borders don't have public support. Transgenderism doesn't have male sport, female sports doesn't. How did they get this power? And he said, I know how they got this power. They got it with the indoctrination of K through 12, higher education, as you said, changing the demography with an open border, weaponizing the bureaucracy, FBI, CIA, or IRS. So he said it doesn't do any good to deal with the effects unless you go to the causes. And that's why the left went crazy. They said, well, we don't have any power in the House, the Senate, the Supreme Court, and the White House, but we have all this other power that will regenerate that political power as soon as, when we kick in 2 years. And now all of a sudden they said, oh my gosh, Donald Trump is addressing how we form propaganda, how we create bias.
All right, anyway, yes, several great points there by Victor Davis Hanson. He talked about indoctrination in the public schools. On that front, if you guys haven't seen it yet, wait till you hear about the latest Montana Teachers Union conference. I'll tell you about that right after this.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The Trump doctrine you need to understand. The president is going to bend over backwards in the name of peace. He's going to try and give people, even evil actors on the world stage, every opportunity to pull back from their evil deeds and stop what they're doing and save their lives. And frankly, military force and action are the last resort for President Trump. And no, he's never gotten involved in a forever war. And that is a big part of the Trump doctrine. And I completely and wholeheartedly agree with that. But forever wars does not mean isolationism.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, did you hear that Florida just legalized gold and silver? Yep, my new home state, the free state of Florida, has made it legal to use gold and silver as money. Now, Governor DeSantis explained it all by saying, this is our ability to give you the financial freedom to be able to protect yourself against the declining value of the dollar. This is exactly why I partnered with a top precious metals company myself. If you want to learn more about how gold and silver can help protect your money, if you want to inform yourself, do your due diligence, reach out to my partners at Goldco. They're a great company. I'm a customer. They've helped me out tremendously. Check them out on the web, HannityGold.com, or call, no obligation, 855-815-GOLD. Get their free 2025 gold and silver kit. You'll also learn about their unlimited bonus silver offer. That's 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With considerable cloud cover today and a few showers around the area, mixing with our state, a few snow showers early towards Bozeman. High temperature readings will otherwise trend in the upper 40s to in the Bozeman area to the mid-50s in Billings. For tonight, we can expect clear skies, lows from around 30 in Bozeman, mid-30s in Billings, sunshine Tuesday, upper 50s to mid-60s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Renewed optimism for Libby loggers on timber and mining. That's the headline at MontanaTalks.com. Yeah, it's more than a political revival. It's a faith revival all across America, plus a renewed sense of optimism that high-wage jobs in the mining and timber industries will finally come back to Northwest Montana. That's what I found in Libby on Tuesday and Wednesday. Full audio, highlights, and more, MontanaTalks.com.
Mike Rowe here with a random fact. More than half of the homes that have basements in North America will experience water damage. It's true. Whether it's basement moisture, flooding, or bowing walls, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys. They're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to waterproof your basement and stabilize your walls.
Groundworks, official foundation repair company of Montana State Athletics. Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, got it.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
I think this came out on Saturday as well, because, I had to hit the road. I'd say had to hit the road. Actually, it was an incredible event in Great Falls on Saturday night, 90th birthday party for Norma Ashby, a Montana broadcasting, great Montana broadcasting legend. It was so great to see her and Dwight Smith as well, Norma Ashby Smith and Dwight Smith. But, yeah, what an incredible 90th birthday party, a well-produced event. I'll talk about that maybe later on in the show here this morning. But anyways, but Saturday morning, I had a bunch of people. I saw this thing, I saw this get posted on X, And I shared it, immediately shared it, but this is how social media works. Social media, it's just weird what gets seen, what doesn't get seen. That's why radio still has such a major impact, because you're heard by so many folks just by simply calling into a show like this and being on the radio like this. But I shared this story on X, and then I had a bunch of people, like a bunch of John Jackson's friends elsewhere across the country, that were like, hey, Aaron, did you see this? Did you see this story about this Montana Teachers Union conference? And I was like, oh, yeah, I saw it. And we're going to be talking more about that here later this week on the show. But did they do it again? What kind of far-left nonsense was the teachers union pushing at their teachers conference this year? We've got an inside report, just some high points, and then we'll have more details, I believe, here on this show here, probably as early as tomorrow. But a little background here first. Remember last year, we told you how Montana taxpayers helped foot the bill for a teachers union conference that was pushing a crazy woke agenda 1 month before the big 2024 elections. Max Nelson with the Freedom Foundation joined us on the show exposing that teachers union conference that was put on by the MFPE, the Montana Federation of Public Employees, which is run by the far leftist socialist Amanda Curtis, former Democrat legislator who runs the Montana Federation of Public Employees Union, which now swallowed up the teachers union. And anyway, last year, this is what Max Nelson reported, at least seven presentations were specifically focused on electoral politics and lobbying, even including presentations by union-endorsed candidates for office. Other panels covered the whole gamut of woke issues du jour, including but not limited to historical activism, countering purported book banning, eco-schools, equity training, promoting LGBTQ plus issues, fighting microaggression at the workplace, fighting it, huh? Indigenous pedagogy, and implementing diversity, equity, and inclusion trainings. That was last year. What about this year? Well, if you guys remember, we had a young man, Finley Warden, who joined us on the radio last week in Bozeman after the Turning Point USA event. Well, he sat in on this teachers union conference, and check out what he shared. He was the one who shared this report on X over the weekend. He shared four things here from the latest teachers union conference. In a diversity, equity, and inclusion seminar, presenters bragged about continuing DEI programs despite pushback from parents, and one admitted to breaking student privacy rules. Another session taught teachers to play dumb and ignore parents who question DEI or critical race theory being taught in the classroom. Number three, a middle school librarian bragged about re-adding a previously removed book with sexual content back into her library. I wonder which middle school that was and what a school board might think of that. Number four, a session on microaggressions in the workplace taught teachers how to identify racial, gender, and sexuality microaggressions. He says this is just the beginning. He has tons of material that he will be releasing in the coming days. Stay tuned. And yeah, we may hear more from him right here on this show tomorrow. But check out that story. Go to MontanaTalks.com. I got those four bullet points laid out especially.
From the Mattress Firm Studio, this is KBUL News Talk AM 970 and 103.3 FM. Home of Montana Talks with Aaron Flint and the biggest names in talk radio 24 hours a day.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.